freedom of speech in America not helpful in Afghanistan.
We condemn the action of an individual in the United States who burned a holy Quran. That action was hateful, it was intolerant, and it was extremely disrespectful.
And since it quietly happened over 2 weeks ago in Florida, it has been deadly in Afghanistan. The Taliban has used the Quran burning in Florida to rally protesters and incite violence against the United Nations and the NATO coalition.
At least 22 dead from violence in nearly every major Afghan city. How close to the edge is it in Afghanistan? Who's winning the hearts and minds? When what happens in Gainesville doesn't stay in Gainesville, there's violence in Kandahar. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. A discussion of an unraveling situation in Afghanistan. How long will it take to get things under control between the Taliban and the NATO coalition? It's Monday, April 4th.
And before we get to Afghanistan, though, crackdowns, civil wars are at the top of the news this morning. Take a listen to this. That's the sound of female protesters in southern Yemen just hours ago and shortly before they were attacked by government forces. The death toll there is now up to 12, with dozens more wounded. This morning, our partner, the New York Times, reports that there's been a shift in the White House position on Yemen. Officials are now reportedly pushing for President Ali Saleh to step down. Saleh has been a crucial U.S. ally in fighting the Yemeni branch of al-Qaeda. In Ivory Coast, the final battle between two men who claim the presidency is expected soon. Incumbent President Laurent Gbagbo is effectively cornered this morning in the country's largest city of Abidjan. Troops loyal to his rival Alassane Ouattara have the city surrounded and say they will launch an offensive today. Earlier, we spoke to Mike Sunderland with Save the Children about the humanitarian crisis there.
Over 120,000 refugees have come from Ivory Coast into Liberia, and that just reflects the size of this humanitarian emergency. Over 1 million people have been displaced in Ivory Coast.
The streets of Abidjan are reportedly deserted, and UN employees have been ordered to take refuge inside the basement of their main building.
Plenty of signs of the war front in Libya. Comes from Brega, rebel fighters coming under fire from pro-Qaddafi troops as they pushed into the oil port. Our partner, the New York Times, is reporting that at least two of Qaddafi's sons are now offering a plan where they would remove their father from power and oversee some kind of transition to a constitutional democracy, but there's no response yet from the opposition. To Japan now, where officials at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear complex say they will release almost 12,000 tons of radioactive water into the Pacific Ocean today. It's the runoff from efforts to cool the plant's damaged reactors. Officials say the water they will release today has low levels of radiation. The government has asked the plant's operators to consider wrapping a giant metal sheet around the facility to contain further leaks.
No surprise here, but it is now official. President Obama has formally launched his reelection campaign this morning. The focus in Washington, though, is not on that, but on the budget battle. House Republicans say they'll release a plan to cut $4 trillion from the government over the next decade, including a restructuring of Medicare and Medicaid. First, though, Congress has to hammer out a budget for this fiscal year by Friday in order to avoid a government shutdown. And Southwest Airlines plans to cancel another 100 flights today. Cracks were found in three more 737s over the weekend.
Big upset in college women's basketball last night. Notre Dame knocked off two-time defending champion University of Connecticut. They'll play Texas A&M in the final. The UConn men hope to do better tonight in their championship game against Butler. Asian markets are up. European indices are mixed. Futures are up on Wall Street. The Dow will get underway at 12,376. The S&P opens at 1,332. And the NASDAQ begins trading at 2,789. Oil is trading above $108 a barrel this morning. Later this hour, we'll talk about a new biography of Malcolm X written by Dr. Manning Marable, who died just days before the publication of his book, his life's work. We'll look at the new biography, which he did call his life's work, and worked on it for a decade. In a few moments, though, anti-American protests rage in Afghanistan after a little-noticed Quran burning 2 weeks ago in Florida.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo. Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.